B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Ryan.
Morning Court's in session. Let's say good morning to Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys.
All right. What brings you to court today, Adam?
Well, I'm in trouble, and it's not really even my fault.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds familiar.
I would like the start of that story.
Okay. All right.
Let me just preface this by saying my mother's a little judgmental.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She lives in another state, so when my wife and I visit, we stay there with her. You know, figure she's lonely, might as well stay there so sure. We can have family. Anyway, one day when I was there, I was looking for an extra bath towel, and I went into her bedroom closet, and where I found a laundry basket filled with cookies, chips, and anything, like any snacks, a whole bunch of snacks.
Mama's stash.
Yeah,
snack stash.
So I asked her, I'm like, Mom, what's up with the food in your room? And she said, oh, that's not for me. I hide it when you guys visit.
What?
She doesn't like to share.
Maybe
she,
yeah, my mom doesn't like to share.
Okay, all right.
I asked her, I'm like, why? And she said, well, honestly, your wife is getting fat, and I notice she just eats and eats these snacks. Well, I hide them.
Mom.
Okay, let me say, my wife has gained a few pounds, but nothing crazy. Right. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Not and according to Mom.
Whoa.
And I said to her, I was like, whatever, Mom, that's not nice, but, you know, you do what you want, it's your house.
Wow.
Well, that same day, my wife was like, what is the deal with no food in the house?
I'm hungry.
She's hungry. Mama, she's hungry. Oh, no. Yeah, what'd you say?
I didn't want to tell her the truth, okay. So I just said my mom's watching what she's eating.
So there's no food, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Nice try.
Uh-huh. I thought it was a good save in my mind, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, the next day, my wife was in my mom's bedroom and found the stash. She said to my mother, I know it's hard to lose weight and diets are hard, but it will probably be easier for you not to have all this in your bedroom.
Okay.
Helpful hint.
I like where this is going. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I wish my mother was as helpful as my wife. Then my mother said, oh, I'm not on a diet. I hide them from you because you seem to eat without thinking and you're putting on weight. I told Adam about it.
Oh, God. The bus and you under it, splayed.
Why did she say I told Adam you? I mean,
she's older.
Oh, I'm a jerk. Now my wife is furious at me for lying. My mother is saying she's just trying to help, and I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, Adam, it sounds like everything just blew up at that point. You're the monkey in the middle.
Oof.
Oh, it got even worse.
What happened?
So now my wife is super mad, doesn't want to stay in my mom's house, so we had to leave and get a hotel and stay at a hotel. And now my mom's pissed at me because we've left her house and stayed at a hotel.
Oh,
and it wasn't even a good visit because at the hotel, my wife's like, oh, so I'm too fat for you now?
Oh,
man. Oh, no. You are in a bind, Adam.
Did I do the wrong thing? How do I make all this right?
Well, the wrong thing for you was not telling her the truth right up front.
Very hard about to do.
That's a hard
very
one.
Very hard to do.
Mom's hiding the snacks from you.
Yeah, because you're
chubs. Yeah, that's a hard tell right there. But at the same time, you know, she's your wife, and you don't want to keep those secrets. So, all right, Adam, we'll see if you're in the doghouse or not. We'll have folks call 888-410-1057. And I got to be honest with you, there won't be some pleasant things said about Mom, so be ready for that, I would imagine, okay?
I understand.
See if we can help the whole family.
I bet he's already heard those things from his wife.
I know what I'd do if I were you, Adam. I'd bring home all the snacks. Are you hungry, honey? All right, Adam, you stay tuned. 888-410-1057.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, so let's see if we can help this guy. Yeah, like I said, he's in the middle. It's not fun. You get run over in the middle of the road, don't you?
Yes.
And like he did, like you said, the bus hit him.
Yep.
So who are you mad at? Mom? Adam? Or his wife? What do you think? 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 648. Hey, look, we know it's hot, but the court has to, right, you know, do its work.
We have air conditioning.
Morning Court has air conditioning, so we took Adam's case. He's in a bind because his mom pretty much called his wife fat, hid snacks from her at the, I guess, at the weekend getaway to visit dear old mom. And Adam knew about it but didn't say anything. So you're up first, ROR. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Hi.
You hear us okay? Hang on 1 second. We're not hearing you there. Okay, let's go to the next person. John, what do you say?
Well, he's caught between a rock and a hard place, but he's got a lot more years with his wife, so he may have to do the unthinkable and pull out the senility card, saying his mom's just starting to lose it.
Oh, that's what they used to call it back in the day, senility.
They're just
a little senile.
Yeah.
I think now, you know.
Like more of a frontal lobe thing.
Yeah. Still a strong hand to play.
That's all. I mean, that could be his only choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, John. Yeah. Play the card. Throw mom under the bus.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, John. Have a great day.
Okay.
Stay cool. Yeah. All right, Christine, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of the situation today for Adam?
No, I commend Adam for not telling his wife the truth. He was trying to save her feelings, you know? And he followed his wife. He took her to a hotel, so he stuck with his wife. I think the two women need to get together and work it out. He shouldn't be stuck in the middle. I don't think he did anything wrong.
All right, yeah. They should just have a sit-down and have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, he was just protecting her.
Yes.
Right? He wasn't trying to hide anything from her.
No, he was just protecting her feelings. But
yeah. He wasn't saying, yeah, mom, you're right. Good idea. I don't think. Right?
That would have been something that maybe he did.
Yeah.
No, right. He was 15, so he stood up to his mother. He told her it was mean, but, you know, he would be causing problems if he told the wife what she said. So.
Well, you're just what he needed to hear, Christine. Great job. I would. I like.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christine. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's between you two.
Yeah, you two.
I'll bring the snacks.
Now, how do you want ranch Doritos? Do you like plain or
here? Have some
nacho.
Dip.
Have some dip, honey. Dip makes it better. Okay, what do you think though? 888-410-1057. How about mom? She's no picnic there either, right?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. What does she bring to the picnic?
Yeah,
though?
Right. Not much.
Not the fun.
105.7 WROR 80s and more at 7:46. It's Bob, LBF, for Brian Morning Court today. We just talked to Adam. Poor Adam. Adam's always in trouble. Just like with Eve.
Oh, geez.
Right. She had to grab the apple. It would have been all good. Nope.
See, she was eating too much, too.
See?
Oh, my God.
She found the snacks. That's what happened. So, same
okay.
So, in case you missed Adam's, he and his wife were visiting his mom out of state, and his wife said, well, where are all the snacks? Usually mom has stuff, you know, maybe watching TV, whatever, and Adam didn't know, but supposedly he didn't know, but he did because mom said she's hidden them from his wife because she's put on some weight. And Adam didn't mention it to his wife.
Oh, my God.
Until she found the snacks, just like the Garden of Eden.
All right.
She found the snacks, and she was not happy that Adam knew about this conspiracy against her. So what should Adam do, if anything? What do you guys think? We'll start with you, Sky.
Hey, how you doing?
From Canton, right?
Correct, yes.
All right.
Country.
I would just buy the mother and the other one lots of pretty cookies and candies from Canton. Love you guys. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Sky. Yeah. Just ply your wife with cookies and sweets. Just
everyone get fat. Everyone in the pool, everyone get fat.
Yeah, not sure that helps. 888-410-1057's phone number if you want to chime in for Adam. Yeah, he's in the doghouse. It stinks in there. Really is.
It does.
There's probably no air conditioning.
Yes,
what do you think?
Muggy.
All right. So give us a call if you want to. And coming up before 8 o'clock, Elton John tickets, okay?
All right.
That would get Adam out of the doghouse.
Yes.
Because somebody's going to be in the fifth row, Elton John, at Gillette. Stay with us for your chance to win those. Could be coming up any minute before 8 o'clock.
We have a winner.
1057-WROR. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Stephanie. Did I win?
Stephanie.
You're going to Elton John, fifth row.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Uh-uh.
I have been trying to win tickets for so long.
Well, you did.
Well,
you did it. Perseverance.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It paid off. Fifth row, Elton John at Gillette. Okay, that is next Wednesday night.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. I can't believe I'm in shock.
She's in the state of shock.
Oh, she is.
I was going to ask you where she's from, but she's in the state of shock.
She can't tell.
Right.
The state of Massachusetts.
I think Massachusetts. Where are you from, Stephanie?
I'm going to pull over. I'm April.
Yeah, pull, Stephanie, yeah, pull over. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I am here.
All right, good. So, yes, fifth row, Elton John. You've been trying all week to win.
I have. You know why? Because my son is leaving for college in the fall, and he's never been to a concert. And I thought this would be the best first concert for us as a family. I am so thrilled.
I mean, fifth row, yes. You're spoiling him for life.
Yeah, this is a good first concert.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah, right. That's the goal. Well, that's great news. What's his name?
His name is Joey.
All right, Joey, you're in for a great show. Fifth row. Okay, Stephanie, one last question. What is the best station to start your day with?
Oh, my God, 105.7 for sure.
Oh, phew.
That's good.
Always,
I know, we're always wondering.
Always the question. Okay. I'm like, what?
When you really need to get right.
Yeah, Stephanie, hang on, okay? I know you're excited. You stay right there. We'll get right back to you. Folks, tomorrow's is fourth row. Okay.
All right.
Fourth row.
We'll be sitting in front of Stephanie and Joey.
And Joey. That's really nice of you, LBF, to point that out. You don't care, right, Stephanie?
Hopefully somebody's short.
I know.
You don't care. All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It is 8:27. Busy day here, and we still have to have a morning court session to wrap up for Adam. Feel bad for the guy, in case you missed it. He went to his mom's house recently with his wife, and his wife wanted to know why there were no snacks in the house. Usually there were snacks when they visit mom,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Adam said, well, I think mom's just watching her weight. Well, Adam's wife found a box of snacks, the snack stash, in his mother's bedroom. And then Adam asked about it, and the mom said she needs to lose weight, so I'm only helping. She snacks too much.
Yeah.
Wow. So Adam didn't say anything until later, and then had to admit that he knew.
Yeah, it was a bad situation.
He's the monkey in the middle.
Yep.
Right? So we're trying to get him out of there, because that's bananas.
That's a healthy snack, Bob.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that. Okay. All right, Diane, what do you say?
Yeah, I feel really bad for poor Adam because this is an Owen situation, but I think that his wife is not really mad at him. I think she's ashamed, embarrassed, insecure, and just any thought that he might know about the same thing that his mother was doing and agree with it. I think he's really, really, really got to just reassure his wife and tell her how beautiful she is and how much he loves her and anything else. And I think he has to put his mother in her place and just say, if you want to see us at all, that you're going to have to come to terms with this.
Yeah,
and you're going to have to really, really suck up.
Right, and bring the Doritos.
Yeah, bring Doritos, bring some Oreos, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they need a do-over weekend is what I think.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
With all the stuff.
I think I would start with just short visits. I don't think I would start with staying there.
All right, okay.
I'd make it really short visits and try to come to terms because this poor wife, you got to feel so bad for her because she thinks that they're in a conspiracy against her because she's gaining weight.
Yeah.
Right.
Who hasn't in the last 3 years?
Trying to eat her feelings.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All right, Diane.
Absolutely.
I'd say it's the best advice.
Can I just say one?
Yes, dear. Yep.
That I've been listening to this station for many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
And back when Brian Bell was called Lung Boy, and probably even before that.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say, you folks have brought a real, I've always loved it, but you've brought a real freshness to it and some new ideas and some new things. And I think it's really been a great, great addition to the station.
Oh, that is so nice.
It's really nice to hear that. It really is.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome, Diane.
Have a great day. Yeah. We really appreciate that. That's very nice.
You too. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Wow.
That was nice of Diane to say that. Long time listener. Nice. Back when Brian was Lung Boy.
Yep. Back in the day.
I grew up.
Yeah. Someday you'll have to explain that. Yeah. Now is not the time. Yep. Okay. Listen, coming up, we're going to tell you why you... First of all, I have 1, 2, 3 days left, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
To go and register for this Disney cruise.
Oh, it's going to be the best trip of your life.
I wish. All right. That's coming up because we want to get you on board that ship. LBF took the cruise, so now it could be your turn. Details coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.